This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
In his book, Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, fellow podcaster Malcolm Gladwell says, Pepsi is sweeter than Coke, so right away it has a big advantage in the sip test. I don't know if that's true. So today, Nicole and I are doing a blind taste test to find out, can you really tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke? This is A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Hendizadeh.
And Nicole, today we are solving an age-old debate.
Okay, let's just go ahead and throw in a wild card, RC Cola!
We can't, we already bought the Pepsis and Cokes, we don't have any RC Cola! RC Cola, that's any drink that has the price of it printed on the label.
Shasta!
Shasta does that, RC Cola does that, it'll be like 99 cents. It's like, man, they are not planning for inflation on this.
Of course not.
Like Arizona Iced Tea. They've made an entire just brand.
I was never in Arizona Iced Tea.
You were never.
Never, no.
This is the first time our upbringings have like differed.
Really? No, I'm not a big fan of like sugary drinks.
Oh, give me the mucho mango.
So I'm not a big fan of like sugary iced teas.
Well, they did a good one where it was half unsweetened iced tea and then half just like corn syrup liquid.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so it only had half the sugar. But they call it like passion fruit tea. But anyways, point is.
What are we doing today?
we are doing a blind taste test between Pepsi and Coke because you think you can tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke blind.
Of course I can.
Of course you. Why are you so confident?
I am a super taster, which actually doesn't mean anything, let's be honest. People say like super tasters have like 25% more flavor receptors
on
their taste buds.
That's one of those useless stats.
I don't believe in that at all. I just think, I don't know, I think I have a very experienced palate and I can taste nuances in things and I think I can. And now I'm going to see if it's actually true or not.
What nuances do you think you can taste? Like, give me your logic behind why you think you can taste the difference.
I think Pepsi has a little bit of a sweet metallic-y taste, while Coke has more of a just, like, Coke is, like, I can taste Coke and know it's Coke.
Because it's the standard.
Yeah, Coke is the standard. Pepsi has that sweet metallic-y, little bit acidic flavor that, like, I'm just like, this is off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I don't believe that I can tell the difference. But that said, I've always had a fear of being put through blind taste tests because I'm afraid that I'll get exposed as a fraud.
Oh, no, I don't think. Listen, we need to go into this with like confidence and understanding that like this isn't going to discredit us as amazing culinary professionals.
If we say this isn't going to discredit us before we do anything stupid, then we can never be discredited. That's such a brilliant hack, Nicole. Thank you for thinking of that.
No problem. I do that all the time. I always cover my bases beforehand.
But we did do this one thing that gave me some confidence in my tasting ability. It was an episode I did with Shane. Top from Smosh. It was like a GMM more where it was a blindfolded ice cube taste. Or it wasn't blindfolded, but it was an ice cube taste
test. That was like my first week here, and like you weren't allowed to know anything. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but okay.
And I smoked it.
Yeah,
I was calling out the specific flavors of Gatorade.
Yeah.
I called prune juice. I called Worcestershire. And so I'm a little bit confident in this. So you mentioned Pepsi has a more acidic taste. I do believe that to be true. And that kind of goes back into the history and lore of Pepsi. So Pepsi was started like 7 years after Coke started, essentially. It seemed like they were kind of biting off the same, they were biting off the Coke wave.
Does it have to do with like Pepsid or like easing your tummy or something?
So all of these drinks back then, right? These are just all medicines, right? They're all tonics.
I knew they were medicines, but I was just wondering like what sort of, like, was it an analgesic?
Analgesic?
Analgesic? How do I say that
word?
We
gotta bleep anal and analgesic. Yeah, analgesic, a pain reliever.
Or like, was it like an antidepressant? Was it like for stomach pain? Like, what was it used for?
So it was just advertised as like generic, like make you feel good drink. But you hit it on the head with Pepsi is short for pepsin, which is an enzyme in your stomach that helps reduce food. However, there was never any pepsin in it.
Interesting.
So this dude, what's the guy? We have the info
Caleb
here.
Caleb Davis Bradham.
Bradham. Caleb Davis Bradham. So he started this in 1893. Coke famously comes out in 1886. And by that time, there were a ton of different, you know, tonics, sodas being sold. Like, I mean, Dr. Pepper, right? He's literally advertising himself as a doctor. And then John Pemberton was an actual medical doctor who founded Coca-Cola. But in comes Caleb Davis Bradham, who has this drink that he's calling Brad's drink that was actually, there was no cola in it at the time. It was just sugar, water, caramel, lemon oil, nutmeg, and like some other natural flavorings.
Interesting.
But apparently there was never any pepsin in it, even though that's what he was sort of advertising on the name. But back then they were like, you couldn't advertise a soda without putting the name of a drug, illegal or medical, in it.
Yeah, my question is, you know, it looks like John Pemberton was a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, are these like the old-timey pharmacies that had like soda jerks and stuff like that? Or is that like before that time?
I'm pretty sure they did. Like, all this stuff was sort of linked together. Like, you'd go to the pharmacy to get your medical-grade cocaine back in 1890.
Get your egg creams, kids. Come get your egg creams.
Get your egg creams and cocaine down to the pharmacy.
So,
where you meet your best gal.
So why do people say that there were coca leaves?
There were. In the original Coca-Cola, like, that literally... So Coca-Cola was basically a headache cure, right? It was an analgesic. And stimulants cure headaches. Mm-hmm. So they used extract from the coca plant, which obviously cocaine is based off of, and that is a stimulant. If I am remembering my sixth grade drug classifications correctly that we learned about.
Dare.
What is a barbiturate? I have no idea.
A barbiturate?
We learned about it.
I think it's a downer.
I was like 11 years old.
Yeah, barbiturates are downers.
They're like, people will offer you barbiturates. And I was like, I don't know. But anyways, and the kola nut, which has natural caffeine in it from, you know, Africa, and also has a really delightful flavor to it. But...
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, it's literally like,
oh,
did you never know
God.
That?
Are you pulling my leg right now?
No,
I had no
idea.
I found out right now that coca plant, cola nut, Coca-Cola.
But you knew of those two things individually. You never
did.
Put it together.
Yes, I knew both of those things existed. I just had no idea that's the name of the drink that contains those two.
Because we just know Coca-Cola is the thing that everyone drinks
all the time.
It's a trademark.
I never thought of it as like having like a the name having a purpose.
Yeah, so that's what it was.
They're
two
stupid.
Like, if you think about Excedrin, right? The headache reliever drug, it's literally just like some sort of pain reliever and then caffeine in it.
Wow.
Because caffeine cures headaches. And so that's what all this stuff was about. So Pepsi had added cola to the name in 1898, about a decade after Coca-Cola blew up.
Okay.
But the things that they left in there, he had lemon oil in that original drink. Mm. So if you look at the label on Coke and Pepsi, the only real difference is that Coke has phosphoric acid, Pepsi has phosphoric acid and citric acid.
Interesting. So that's the acid that we taste.
Yeah. So you say, you taste an extra lemony bite.
Oh my gosh. I this is the first time I've looked at the label. Ever.
But also, to counter that acid, in Coke you have high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
And then Pepsi, you have high fructose corn syrup and extra sugar added.
Correct.
Who knows how that actually plays out in taste? You're saying...
See, I told you I can taste that it's sweeter and I can taste that it's more acidic.
But do you
I didn't even know that.
Do you think most people can, though?
No, I'm special. I'm the special one. I told you this already.
You are special. You're very special. I really wanted to do this and to see if I could do it is because so many people, you'll ask them what the difference is, and they'll go like, Pepsi's less fizzy. And it's like, that all depends on the level of fizz at the soda machine at the Cracker Barrel. That has nothing to do. They're all like, that's not a real thing.
Yeah.
But that said, it could be the extra sugar that's making it be perceived as
totally.
That. So there are slight differences. I don't think most people can taste them, but... Do you want to do this thing?
Right now?
Do you want to do it right now?
I don't know. Do you have a blindfold?
What?
Do you have a blindfold?
I was going to have you close your eyes. I don't think we need to.
Oh, man.
Do you wanna, what do you want
I
me to do?
I wanted a blindfold.
We have
wanted...
like a cactus over there. Do you want to hold that over your eyes?
Just put them in my eyes.
Okay.
Okay, I can do it. Yeah, I can close my eyes.
What do we have here? Nicole's eyes are closed. I have three cups in front of me, and I have various amounts of Pepsi and Coca-Cola. I'm going to put two of one of the drinks into two of the cups and then one of the other drink. Nicole, I will shift them around. I will keep track of them in my mind, and you will taste them and tell me what your answer is.
Okay, just so you know, we're surrounded by a lot of equipment, so just be careful and don't spill any liquids.
Oh, God.
Do not spill
Hold
any
on,
liquids.
Hold on, Nicole. I'm pouring.
I'm so nervous. I'm scared. But I think
don't
I'm going to
be scared.
Do
You're going to do
no,
good.
Why would I be scared? I'm going to do so good. I contain multitudes. Maggie, did you know that?
Okay.
Okay, my hands are here.
Nicole, yo. I have put the first drink in your hand.
Okay. Do I drink it?
Yeah, smell it, drink it, do whatever you want to do. She is smelling the glass.
I drink?
She's kind of like, you drink it? Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Okay. May I have the other one, please? Oh, yes. Actually, can I have a palate cleanser?
Oh, yeah. We have
water.
Water. Do you want me to put your water in your hands?
Yeah, I'll take the water.
Do you have any initial thoughts on what that might have been?
Nope. I do not. Josh, do not. Josh, what? Put it here.
What do you mean?
And let me grasp it. You put it on top of my
The last
hand.
Day they let us record
eating
food.
You put it on top
food.
Of my darn hand.
Like, be an athlete. You don't have any guesses on what that is. You're establishing a baseline
no,
right now.
No, yes. I'm establishing. Okay. I mean, I had an idea when I smelled it. I smelled it like this is Pepsi. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's true. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm ready for the next one. Do you see how my hand is in
I
the cup?
I see how your hand. I'm bumping your microphone. Megan, your sound level's still good. This is going horribly. I think we didn't even tell like Megan, our producer, that we were doing this.
You should have just fed me, dude.
I just walk in and go, Megan, I need six cups.
Okay, they both smell the same.
Okay. How do they both taste?
Like cola.
Your eyes closed, just taking alternate chugs back and forth from cola in the morning is hilarious to me.
What time is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Give me a few minutes.
You have one more to taste, by the way, just to be clear. Oh, God. You gotta brush your teeth later. That's getting into the gums. She just gargled it and swished it around.
Okay.
You ever watch one of those, like, really grotesque wine tasters?
Yeah, that was me.
Who they're just like... like snorting with the wine in the mouth and they spit it.
I am a grotesque wine drinker. You don't hear me sip my coffee. I'm like, I'm a slurper. Okay, okay, this is what I think. The first cup you gave me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to reveal the answers until you have the third one.
Okay, what's the third one?
There's a third one.
There's a third one?
Yeah, we have three cups.
Okay.
Two of them are one of
Take
the drinks,
this,
one of them is the other.
Wait, what? What? There's a third cup?
If it was just one versus one, that wouldn't be...
Josh, I had no
Nicole,
idea.
Nicole, you said you were special.
I am.
I am, she weeps.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do now?
Guess which ones were...
This is number three and this is number one.
Correct.
Okay, number one is Pepsi, number two is Coke, number three is Coke.
Nicole, number one was Pepsi.
Okay.
Nicole, number three... was Coke.
Okay.
Nicole, number two was Pepsi and not Coke. You're a fraud. You can't taste it.
I did good. I did. No,
you
I
did
got
good.
Two out of three. That's
it's confounding.
66%. I know that's a D, but D's get degrees, okay?
Wait,
Can
hold
you
on.
Take these cups out of my
Can
hand?
Can I say something about...
Can I open my eyes?
Can I say something I about D's getting degrees? It turns out D's do not get degrees because I got... Hold on. Turns out in the UCLA Spanish system... Yeah, let's talk about this right now. A 73% did not get me the degree.
Well...
I just assumed you need a 74% to pass and get the credit. What kind of crap is that?
Well, I went to culinary school,
it's muy difficile.
Grades didn't really matter as long as you just, like, sweet-talked your chef, so whatever. No, but I did pretty good.
You did pretty good. You seemed to get Pepsi right off the bat.
I got Pepsi right off the bat just by the smell of it. I smelled it and I knew it was Pepsi.
Yeah, but what happened in drink number two then? Because that was Pepsi
too.
You
want to know what it was? Huh. I didn't ask for a palate cleanser. I didn't.
You did. Between one and two, you asked for a palate cleanser.
But which one did I get right? Wait.
You got number two wrong.
I got number two wrong.
You initially said it smells like Pepsi, but then you panicked and you went back to Coke.
So I got two out of three? I got 1 out of 3?
Well, you got 2 out of 3, depending on how you view success.
I got 2 out of 3. I think I did good. I don't care. Well, I'm still special.
That's not bad. You did guess it correctly, and I think that's better than a lot of people do. I've done this taste test with other people who made the same bold claim, and I just walked. This is when I was working in a magazine. I walked into their office with Pepsi and Coke, and I had like 8 cups.
You've done this before?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I failed, but I want to do it with you because I know
did
you
I
consider
pass,
yourself a
successor. Did I fail?
I say you failed because you got it wrong.
I did. I got 2 out of 3.
Okay. I consider that a pass. And I'm curious to see how I'm going to do. Nicole, I need you to engineer the same test for myself.
I didn't even see you do it, though.
What?
I didn't see you do it, though.
What do you mean?
I'm having anxiety.
Do you know?
Can I have an empty cup, please? Oh, okay. Close your eyes.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the rules are it's 2 of 1 and 1 of another.
Yes, obviously.
Well, no, I don't want you to trick me into three Coke.
That'd be tricky.
My initial thought was like, I'm going to do 3 straight Coke and then I'm going to watch you go, oh, this one's definitely Pepsi. And then I go, ha, Nicole, you're wrong.
This is such a high-pressure situation for me. I didn't know I was going to be talking and pouring at the same time.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering how this is going to come through in the edit.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, are you ready for your first cup?
Where is it?
Okay, give me your hand.
I only drink diet. I have not had regular cola in years.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm trying to think back to my memories. Also, I get dizzy when I close my eyes. I'm trying to think back to my memories of my grandma's house, and she would have caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I used to do a lot
this
of caffeine.
It smells
free.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm trying to smell, but I'm getting such a familiar, like, it's crazy the flood of memories that come back to me when you just smell a cola. I just hit the mic with the soda. Oh, no!
Are you going to belch?
Like, it smells like the Sizzler buffet to me, because okay. I would always just get a bunch of cola at the Sizzler buffet.
Are you ready for number 2, or would you like some water?
That has a bit of a lemony taste to me.
Okay.
So my first instinct would be to say Pepsi.
Okay.
Wait, where's the cup?
Hold on. Can you put your hand like this?
Grab I got it. I'm drinking them all from the bottom. This one smells... I could be completely off here, but it smells a little bit stronger of cola.
I'm not holding it anymore.
Oh, man.
I know
oh,
it's
man,
wild,
this is
isn't
tough.
It? Isn't it?
Okay.
Let me know when you want to hand it off to me.
Wait, give me number 1 back.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm also tasting, I mean, there's citric acid in both of these.
There's citric acid in Coke?
There's phosphoric acid. But there's like, there's extra acid in both of these.
This is interesting.
Okay, so number 2 has more acid in it.
Okay.
Which could be a function of 2 things, though. Okay. What am I grabbing? Am I grabbing the microphone?
Just keep your hand out, it's okay.
So number 2 definitely had more acid, more acidic flavor at least. In it. So that could be the additional acid in Pepsi, or it could be me tasting the phosphoric acid in Coke because there's less sugar.
Okay, I don't know what that means. This is number 3, okay?
Okay.
This is number 2 that you're drinking right now.
Oh, I can't find it with my mouth. Oh.
This is number 2.
Okay, number 2. Oh boy.
Are you gonna burp after this?
No. Oh, God. Oh, wait, give me number 1. Give me number 1 again. Give me number 1 again. Because now I'm trying to track the acid levels. That's what I think the key is. I'm trying to track the acid levels in the back of my palate. Number 1.
You're just trying to drink free Coke. You're just trying to drink
free Coke.
It's
nice. I'm going to get a sugar rush. Oh, God. I don't know. Okay. Number 2 and 3, I was tasting similar acid levels. 1, I think, had a little bit less acid.
Okay. So.
However, I'm going to say that 1 is Coke and 2 and 3 were Pepsi. Because I taste... Wait. No, I'm saying the opposite. Sorry, I'm saying number 1 is Pepsi, number 2 and 3 were Coke. That is my official answer. 1 is Pepsi, 2 and 3 were Coke.
Okay, number 1 was Pepsi.
Yeah.
Number 2 was Coke, and number 3 was Pepsi.
No way!
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's so funny.
So what did you get?
We got the same score, and we not only that, we did the same thing.
Oh, nice.
Where we accurately identified two of them off the bat, but then the third that was the same, we both flubbed.
Yeah, I think it's because once you have the colas in your mouth, it just kind of like confuses you.
Yeah.
Because your mouth is still tingling. Like my upper gums are still tingling. Well, that's because I swished it.
I'm all tingly. But that said, to me, that says you can't really tell the difference.
I mean, we could tell the difference initially, but I think once our palates got blown out by all the bubbles and stuff and the sugar, I think that's whenever our bodies were like, it's really, really hard to decipher. But our first guesses were correct for the two out of the three.
Yeah. What did you learn anything from that experience of drinking them blind and just trying to focus on the flavor in your mouth?
A little bit. Like, I can just tell the smell of Pepsi is very distinct versus the smell of Coke. The Pepsi has that that acidic, like, acrid scent. Mm-hmm. And then Coke is a little bit more muted.
I was going to burp. You asked if I was going to burp, and there it is. And there it is. I'm sorry. We're done. We're done now. We're done with the burping.
No,
you were
not
saying, Nicole, you were giving an astute analysis. Please go on. Go on, Nicole. Be a pro. Be a professional.
I feel like this is like a college experience for me as someone who went to like not real college. This is like a very college. This is a very fratty experience for me. So thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, what was I saying? Something about acid levels?
You were talking about how you can smell the acid in...
Yeah, I can definitely smell the acid in Pepsi, and Coke has a little...
You smell acid or you smell lemon?
I don't... Well, they're the same thing almost.
Well, but I mean, think about the smell of... But think about the smell of lemon zest versus the smell of lemon juice. They're like pretty different. Lemon zest, you get that like actual lemon balm.
Well, no, it's perfumey.
Yeah. But you're saying you can smell actual like acid.
I can.
Interesting.
I can. Yes, that is true.
I believe you. I'm not trying to say you don't.
They use lemon oil back in the day.
Yeah.
They don't use it now, though.
Well, so we don't know what they use. So there's a lot of stuff. BuzzFeed did this article that was like, this is the one ingredient difference between Pepsi and Coke. And that's the stuff we were talking about with the citric acid and the additional sugar. However, if you know anything how the FDA works, which you don't, BuzzFeed, it's that you can couch thousands of ingredients under the term natural flavors.
Yep.
And so there's obviously going to be some differences in that. So they could be using lemon extract. They could be using whatever that you are legally allowed to put in natural flavors and don't have to disclose. Nicole stifled a burp. Nicole had to burp, but she didn't let it out.
Because I tried to put it to the microphone so you could hear it. You know, I just wanted to be like a part of the crew.
Nicole, you'll be initiated into the frat one.
Yay! Frat!
Yeah, that's what they do in frats. They go, frat. I was not in a frat, by the way. People think that I was.
Fraternity!
I didn't even enjoy the frat parties. They were worst.
UCLA had the best frats.
No, they didn't. Would you go to ZBT?
Well, that's from someone who like literally doesn't go anywhere. So
one time I went to the UCLA ZBT party.
What's ZBT?
It's the historically Jewish frat.
Oh, no, it's AE Pi.
That's there too. AE Pi is more Jewish than ZBT. ZBT just kind of has Jewish roots. But anyways, I went there and I made everyone deep fried mac and cheese chimichangas at the frat party. And they were all very excited about that.
Well, who wouldn't be?
But anyways, back to Pepsi versus Coke. The thing that I was getting and that I was trying to track was, even though people say Pepsi has a more refreshing acidity or lemoniness to it, I get more acid off of Coke. And again, that can transmit through the phosphoric acid, which is, I mean, any acid, right, is going to taste sour. Bases taste bitter. Acids taste sour. That's just cooking science.
Yeah, but aren't there like different forms of acid? Like tartaric acid is different than malic acid, is different than citric acid, is different than phosphoric acid.
Exactly. And citric acid is going to have... like a similar citric acid is basically lemon juice powder. Like if you really kind of taste it, like it's sort of the most essence of fruity sourness.
Yeah, it's fruity sourness.
Whereas some of the other ones, like tartaric acid, malic acid, we've tasted those in our weird
tartaric acid
job.
like the back of my my glands are starting to
brutal
like jiggle.
It's a chemical acidity that you almost don't associate with food.
Warheads.
My tongue just started watering.
Yeah, my mouth is watering.
Did you grow up with those urban legends about kids burning holes in their tongues with warheads?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's why I was afraid of them.
I did it anyways.
Yeah.
Well, I lived dangerously.
But the thing I was tracking on the Coke was, or at least that I thought it was until I got number three wrong, was like on the back of the palate, there's more of an acidic sort of like twang.
Which one tastes better to you?
Coke.
Yeah, Coke tastes so much better.
Coke tastes so much better to you, right? Yeah.
Well, on its own, but I mean, when we're drinking, you're not drinking Coke by itself. You're drinking it with food, typically.
No, that's true. That's true.
Who drinks Coke on their own?
Yeah, I do. I'll drink soda as like a dessert. I'll be like,
really,
I'll finish. Okay, so I eat so much spicy meals.
Yeah.
And after a big spicy meal, I need something sweet to calm it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be like, Nicole, you bought me my tray of Josh's special cookies so I can have my little cookies after my meal.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. I don't know if we've broached that on the podcast yet, but Nicole got me a Costco variety pack of kind of like fancy chocolate covered cookies.
Because every day he would go to me, hey, can we just buy some like snack cakes? I would like a
small... I wouldn't say, can we buy them? I'd say, do we have any single bite snack cakes?
He used the word single bite snack cakes. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to get this guy a tray of freaking Costco cookies. And he loves them. He munches on them all the time.
Oh, I have the best time.
Yeah.
I have the best time. I am an easily manipulable child.
Yeah.
And you're going to be such a great manipulative mother one day.
Don't say that.
No, in a good way. You got to manipulate kids.
I don't want to manipulate.
This is parenting with Nicole and Josh.
False. I want my kids to flourish and be free and do whatever they want. And I want to supplement that with love, care, and attention.
No, anytime. Can I criticize all the parents that listen to our podcast right now? Anytime parents are like, my kid doesn't want to eat vegetables. They don't like them. I'm like, you're an adult. They're a stupid child. You trick them.
No, you have to trick them.
You have to trick them. That's manipulation.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
My niece and nephew are like obsessed with Coke. They like love Coke. They go, hey, Nicole, can I have a Coke? And I say, no. Like, please, I got to be on my like this. So I did really good in my spelling test. I said, I don't care. And then one time I gave my niece Pepsi and she knew that she's six. And Whoa. She goes, this isn't Coke. And I said, look at the color. That's Coke. She goes, no, it's different.
Whoa.
And I'm like, girl, you're crazy. I love her. She's
kids
like
have more attuned palates.
Most, I don't know. Do they?
They're more sensitive, at least.
They are?
Which is why kids tend to, I mean, at least this is what I haven't done the studies myself. I haven't swabbed some children. But kids, they say, prefer sweet to bitter. And they love sour candies because their palates are more easily excitable and sensitive.
Yeah.
And as you get older, your taste buds just kind of
dull.
Dull, like, oh my god, my eating with my 99-year-old grandma is hilarious. She's like, Granny, do you like the pizza at BJ's restaurant and brew house? And she'll just go like, I don't taste anything anymore.
Yeah.
And be like, that's great, grandma.
Yeah, one time I was hanging out with my grandma and I'm like, hey, do you taste it? And I'm like, hey, doesn't that taste a little salty? She goes, honey, I haven't tasted anything since like I was 74. And I said, what? She's like, yeah, the older you get, you lose your sense of taste and sense of smell. And I'm like, what? I hope that never happens to me because that's my whole life.
It might be a beautiful release, though, right? Like the fact that we spend our entire lives chasing
you
new tastes.
Touched my shoulder.
Well, but I didn't. I was gesturing.
That is the closest he's ever gotten to touching me voluntarily.
I will never touch a coworker. That's the Josh guarantee.
He almost voluntarily touched you.
Like,
that's crazy.
No, that was not a. That was just me gesturing into the wide world.
No.
Saying that.
No. Okay, keep going.
But I think, you know, at some point, like, we need to be released from our prison of chasing down new tastes.
You think, like, you mean, like, as culinary professionals or just, like,
I think you and I both would have. Even if we didn't do this as a job, we would constantly be looking for the best new restaurant, trying to find a better version of this dish, trying to cook a better version of this dish.
Yeah, always.
Imagine one day just being released from that.
Wow, that sounds so great.
You can just enjoy all your other hobbies. You don't even have to cook anymore. You just boil zucchini.
It's a prison of my own design.
I know. It's a beautiful prison that I love.
I asked for this.
Okay, so Coke versus Pepsi. I think we both established there are differences, but we both did struggle amid drinking them side by side. I think we both nailed the two differences right off the bat.
Yeah.
And from slightly different angles, which is interesting. So there definitely is a difference, and people can taste the difference in a truly blind taste test scenario, though. I don't think a majority of, like, Americans
probably
would be
not.
Able to.
Yeah. Wasn't there a test? Didn't literally Coke and Pepsi do this exact same thing, like, in the 80s or something? Or, like, the 90s? There was, like, a huge ad campaign where they would have people, like, lined up outside, and they'd be like, hey, taste this. Now taste this.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know about this.
You're kidding me. You know everything.
I know. You'd think so.
Josh, you know everything.
No, I know they did like the, what was it, the new Coke. Coke did a full like flavor and can redesign in the 80s.
No,
I was really mad about it.
In 1975, Pepsi did something called the Pepsi Challenge, a blind taste test showing more people preferred Pepsi over Coke. It was a huge ad campaign. I'm surprised you didn't know about this.
No, that's really interesting, though. So that was actually what led to, we're Googling it now. Yeah. That is actually what led to Coke doing the redesign into New Coke.
Yeah.
Which was like one of the biggest flops in history. A fun fact I do know independently on my own about Coca-Cola and why, I mean, one of the reasons they're such a transformative company, they invented the freaking coupon.
What?
It is the first documented use of a coupon in like 2 years after the drink came out. John Pemberton was just like, in what the Newsies, the Serials, the Nickelodeons, the Talkies, whatever they called, like newspapers, local newsletters and stuff. Uh-huh. He just put in a thing that just said, like, redeem this for one glass of Coke.
That's amazing. God bless him.
And that is how, I mean, now that transforms into
extreme couponing.
My lovely girlfriend walking into the Bed Bath & Beyond with a gallon Ziploc just full of coupons.
Your girlfriend and I do the same exact thing. It's like a huge stack. You just go, there you go. There you go. There you go.
And I'm always embarrassed about it until...
You should never be embarrassed.
No, because the cashiers are like in on it. They get excited about
it. They love it.
They like try and find you more.
Yeah,
they're just like, give me a whole stack, honey.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Embrace the coupon lifestyle. When I was little, I used to clip them all the time.
I still keep the Carl's Jr. coupons.
Oh, we have so many El Pollo Loco ones in my house.
Oh, two for $3 on the Western Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With a nice glass of Coke and not Pepsi.
Yeah, Coke and not Pepsi.
Okay, right, like... You still, even knowing they're very similar and knowing that you got flubbed, and I did too, on the last taste test, you go into a restaurant and they say, is Pepsi okay? What do you say?
Because I love and care about restaurant workers, I'll always say yes. But in my core, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. You know, I understand why they choose Pepsi. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know why. Maybe it's cheaper. I don't know.
I don't know. That's all weird. Business decision with contracts and stuff. Like yeah. McDonald's uses Coke. You know, Taco Bell. Like Mountain Dew is an independently bottled thing.
Yeah.
And so is Dr. Pepper. But they do Pepsi because PepsiCo has some sort of relationship to Frito-Lay, which has some sort of, you know, all that stuff is really complicated. But you go to like an independent restaurant and you go like, can I have a Coke or a Diet Coke? And they say, is Pepsi okay?
You always got to say yeah. Don't make life complicated.
No. I go, actually, can I get an unsweetened iced tea?
Wow.
That's my flip. Because I do prefer, I mean, the branding of Coke. I prefer everything about it. The look, the feel, the feelings that it inspires in me. It could be because there was like a LeBron James Coca-Cola commercial in 2006 or something that I remember. But all of that, you know, knowing that they're very, very similar, I did find Coke a little bit more enjoyable, but I mean, when you're reaching for a soft drink, right, it's not all about taste. It's about the branding. It's about all the memories that you have built up.
It's about the bubbles.
It's all about the bubble, Jimmins.
Yeah, gotta help with the digestion. No, but my question is, when are we doing Sprite versus 7-Up?
Sprite versus 7-Up, find out next week on A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm so sorry. Ew. I'm so sorry, Nicole. I thought they were gone. But they're back. They're back. They're back. All right. Okay, Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casseroles.
What was that? Where were you on that?
Hello, Whitney Houston. Wow. What range.
Okay. First up. Wait, first up, do you think that there's something wrong with my body, the way that it produces gases?
No.
Okay, that's just normal. But I do burp like more than... I think what it is I start my day with a lot of yogurt. And I'm talking about 12 to 16 ounces of yogurt.
I don't need to know this information.
And then I think it's
Thanks for sharing. I don't want to know. Neither do the fans.
I think the dairy kind of... Okay, anyways. First up, we got at CBenj15. Margarine is nasty. This is polarizing. I taste margarine. It's like the way that I love eating fresh cherries, right? A good fresh Rainier or Bing cherry or Morello. Ugh, delicious. I also love the flavor of cherry flavored candy. To me, they're different. Margarine is like fake butter flavored spread.
Yeah,
which is still delicious to me.
Yeah, margarine has its uses. I don't love it. I don't want to eat margarine.
I glazed a steak, and we had a bunch of margarine in the fridge in the Mythical Kitchen. I was like, I want to use it up. And so I glazed a steak in margarine, And that was great. It tastes like movie theater popcorn. It tastes like movie theater popcorn to me.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with margarine. Again, always use butter when you can. But like if you have like a recipe that's like vegan or like if you're doing kosher cooking, like that's fine.
Yeah. Use also, margarine, cheap as all hell.
Cheap, very cheap.
And so definitely a great money-saving thing. And man, I like it on toast. It's great.
Chow Mania says, Biscoff cookies and string cheese are the perfect pairing. You're welcome. Okay. I mean, this sounds doable.
To me, Biscoff cookies are absolute god tier.
Biscoff is good with anything.
It's good with anything.
It's pretty much good with anything.
I don't think the pairing is what I'm after with the string cheese and Biscoff. I would like them separately. Uh-huh. I would like to eat a nice savory meal of stringed cheese.
In your lunchbox.
Yeah, yeah. You finish with the string cheese. It's like coursing out a 7-course, you know, French fine dining meal.
That's
right?
All lunchboxes are. There's 7-course dining meals just in a box.
You start with your little crudité, right? You get the carrot, you get the celery in there, you know, and then you move on to like, you know, the entree. Maybe there's a little appetizer of, I don't know, what do kids eat? Potato salad?
No.
Chips?
If you're giving your kids potato salad in 2021, please reevaluate your life choices.
My kid's going to come to school slopping with a lunchbox full of potato salad.
No, your kid's going to come with like mucky hand rolls and stuff.
Yeah, because I love them.
Yeah,
I want
wasabi
them to eat the
peas, like artisanal jams.
I made my own confiture. And then you get your Frito Misto with the potato chips. And then you move on to the entree.
Frito Misto,
like a mixed fried platter that you might get at the beginning of a meal. You calamari.
What does that have to do with the kid's lunchbox?
We're talking about how it's like a full coursed out meal.
Who is putting?
You get your crudité. Your Frito Misto with the potato chips. It's just like a nice little fried app.
Oh, the Frito Misto is the potato chips.
Yeah, or if you get the munchies with the sun chips and the Doritos,
that's a true Misto. That's a little bit more Misto for me.
Yeah, that's a little Misto. And then you got your entree with the sandwich.
Yeah, we got a ham and cheese.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's kind of like a deconstructed croque monsieur.
Mustard on the side.
Yeah, and then you go on to your cheese course. You know, the kid's probably drinking a little wine because it's lunch.
You mean a pouch of
Capri Sun or something?
Yeah,
and then you get to the real dessert, which is a nice Biscoff cookie. So to me, they're not a pairing, but they're a progression.
You're so funny.
That was one of the dumbest conversations we've ever had on here. At CandyVicky13. I like dipping bread and butter in cornmeal. Sue me. Do you think they mean cooked cornmeal or raw cornmeal?
Well, it's obviously raw cornmeal. Cooked cornmeal turns into polenta and or grits.
They're scooping up polenta with bread and butter.
No. They just take they literally just go yoink and they throw it in there.
I mean, eating raw cornmeal on bread, the closest thing I can equate this to is a Chicago deep dish pizza.
Okay.
Think about it. Because you're probably oiling the pan. You put the cornmeal on the bottom so it doesn't stick. There's probably cornmeal in the crust. And you get, I can see this just adding like a nice texture. And if you leave the cornmeal in your mouth long enough, it turns to polenta.
Candy Vicky, you can send me your lawyer's information and we can talk about the arbitration process. Was that good?
That was good, yeah.
Arbitration.
Yeah. That's a word. I read a lot of John Grisham books when I was a child. A lot of upsetting themes in them that were too upsetting for my young child brain. Uh-huh. But arbitration is a legal word.
Okay, yes. See you in court.
Yes.
Okay. Georgian Yu Jr. says, what defines a Philly cheesesteak? The Philly, the cheese, the steak, the bun / vessel? I think it's all-encompassing. A Philly cheesesteak must contain, in my opinion, meat, bread, and a long roll.
It's got to be a long roll, right?
It's got to be long.
Mm.
And, you know, some people don't like cheese, but I think it needs cheese.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't order, like, a plain steak, and I think you could still say, like, hey, you want to get some cheesesteaks, even if you are ordering a plain steak.
Yeah.
I think it's just got to be thinly shaved beef. Some sort of thinly shaved beef. That said, these places will also likely do chicken steaks, but like.
They do?
It's just real thin shaved chicken breasts.
I don't want that.
I don't know if you're trying to not eat red meat and you just get a bunch of like thinly shaved chicken meat with American cheese steamed and onions. That's like still a pretty tasty meal, but it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right. Yeah.
So I think thinly shaved beef doesn't necessarily have to have cheese to be a cheesesteak, in my opinion.
I agree.
I know. Yeah.
It doesn't need cheese. It needs the long bun and the thinly shaved meat.
Yeah, that is cooked on a flat top because there's a lot of other sandwiches that do something similar, like, mm-hmm. you know, the Chicago beef sandwich.
I've never had
Baltimore pit beef sandwich.
Never had that.
A French dip maybe on an oblong roll.
A lot of that.
Yeah, but I think it needs to be raw steak that's cooked on a flat top.
Mm-hmm.
And then doesn't need onions necessarily because you don't obviously get it plain, but I think the long roll is a key. Like, if you put that in focaccia, I don't believe that's a cheesesteak anymore.
I think it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I want a cheesesteak. Oh my God. Can we order from Philly's Best?
I don't know why we don't.
Dude, Philly's Best does really good work.
I don't know why we don't.
Man, we should make some calls. At MJade McD, Cold baked sweet potatoes are superior to hot baked sweet potatoes. Yes.
This is a really good opinion.
This is a really good. Yeah. I was just thinking about this because someone wrote an article. It might have been Eater, and it was like, this is the real best summer treat. And it was like a frozen sweet potato.
I think people freeze them and then they bake them from frozen. I think that's what.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
well,
that's
no,
what.
Well, no, this but this article is just saying like roast a sweet potato, pop it in the freezer, eat it like a frozen banana.
Oh, interesting.
And I think it'd be really good. And yeah. I was doing, this is when I was on a weird, not bodybuilding kick, but I was like, you know, I had the hernia. Let's talk about my medical history and
okay,
my bowels
ahead.
Again.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I had the hernia and I like came out of that and I couldn't work out for a year and I got back into working out, I was trying to be that person who would eat Greek yogurt and sweet potatoes all the time.
Oh, wow.
And that did not last very quickly.
That's a hard lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's just, it's brutal. But it was a nice, it was a fun month to kickstart the fitness journey back. But what I would do is I would roast a sweet potato for just like a long time in the skin, in the jacket, but like poke holes in it so you're releasing the steam and it gets so just fudgy and sweet and delicious. And I'd put that in the fridge and just eat this ice cold.
It's like ice cream.
It's like ice cream.
It's like pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would let, I think there need to be more sweet potato based desserts.
I love sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. Love sweet potato fries. I love baked sweet potatoes. I have sweet potato mash.
Yeah. Sweet potato casserole with the
marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
I'm not a big marshmallows person.
I love the marshmallows. But, what accent is this marshmallows?
I don't know. But I've
not from
it,
Estonia.
I guess. I made it a lot of times though, but like I prefer not to eat it.
Yeah, you kind of make it out of obligation. What I don't like are sweet potatoes in dishes that like aren't sweet typically.
Mm. Like what if like you're having a stew with sweet potato chunks?
I like typically
sweet potato soup. I've never had sweet potatoes.
Don't like that. I do love though. Like you'll put like kabocha in a lot of like Japanese soups, getting that one little bite. But if it's like an every bite thing,
You
know, yeah. Oh yeah, but this is a great opinion. Good job, M. Jade McGee.
Yeah, we love you. Our guy 9. M&M's and Skittles eaten together are amazing. It's like eating chocolate fruit. This literally is a meme where someone says, have you seen the meme when someone's like, I have a bag of M&M's and a bag of Skittles, and then pours them both and says, let the chaos begin. I've actually had them together, and I'm just not a big fan because Skittles are really acidic. So I just don't like these two together at all. But I think it's funny how like you like this person likes to do this for themselves, like the chaotic knowledge. Like they love chaos themselves.
I love that. Yeah, they're engineering their own chaos for their lives just to make
engineered
things more interesting.
Engineered chaos, yeah.
That's really beautiful. No, the thought of this is nightmarish to me, mostly because I have soft teeth and eating Skittles scares me that I'm going to pull out a filling.
Yeah.
And if I'm jumping in thinking like you're going to have some delightful chocolate in your mouth.
And then it's some freaking lime Skittles.
Woo, get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Not a fan, but I love that you found something that you really enjoy.
That's important.
Keep doing that. At Frank LaMarca, ketchup on potato chips is good. Yeah, it is,
Frank. Good. I agree. I like it, too. I'm a big fan. I've done this before more than once.
Yeah, I have. I'll say it. I'll just make toast and dip it in ketchup sometimes because all I want is a starch as a vessel for ketchup.
Well.
You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree.
Yeah, I don't. One psycho to another says Lofthouse cookies are the superior cookie. Okay, let's talk about Lofthouse cookies.
Explain Lofthouse cookies for those who don't know.
They are the cookies that you see at the store that are kind of like white tan, and then they have a beautiful pink sprinkle circle. Was that pretty good? Is that a good way to describe
that tracks,
it, everybody?
That tracks for me.
Okay. And some people, they are very polarizing. Some people are obsessed with them. They think they're the best cookie ever. Some people think they are nasty and disgusting. I actually really, really like them. I love the texture of them. I think they're nice and sweet. They're a cute little treat. And they're a nostalgic, beautiful little thing. And they're easy. They're accessible. I don't really see them as a problem at all.
Are people seeing them as a problem? The plague, the blight of Lofthouse cookies.
Some people hate them.
I can see that. When you were a child, Nicole, you were in a school, in elementary school per se.
Mm-hmm.
What did kids like bring in if it was their birthday? Did they like bring in treats to share with the class?
I don't remember because I've disassociated from that part of my life a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you want to unpack your childhood traumas here right now? Okay, that's fair.
No.
At some point, there was a seismic shift where people were bringing in mini cupcakes to eat for their birthday.
Yeah, people used to bring mini cupcakes and stuff all the time.
But I remember a distinct seismic shift between third and fourth grade. It switched from, I swear to you this happened.
What?
It switched from mini cupcakes to Lofthouse cookies. And then every kid was bringing Lofthouse cookies.
Mm.
We didn't bring anything because we were poor. And my parents would say, it's your birthday. They should be giving you treats. And then I'd have to tell that to my classmates.
See? That's your parents had a good
smart.
Point there.
Smart.
They had a good point there.
I do enjoy it. What I enjoy about it is that the cookie isn't sweet. It's just bread.
Yeah.
The cookie is just bread, and then it's got the sweet,
bread.
The super sugary.
It's like hydrogenated oil bread.
Yeah, it's like, I remember Trevor, who has a degree in pastry, we were trying to get him to sort of diagram out what Lofthouse is, and he's like, it's kind of like a biscuit if you just like blended the dough together, but like also has a little bit of like a short crust texture.
Yeah,
he's right. It's an undefined disc of barely sweetened hydrogenated oil filled dough. And that compounding with the ultra sweet frosting, it's a lovely experience for
me. Yeah, I don't know why it gets so much hate.
Yeah, pop them in the microwave for 20 seconds
don't
and mash them with a spoon.
No, don't have to do all of them. Why do you mash your food?
I like eating pastes. I love pâtés. I love any sort of paste. Gruel, big gruel guy, trying to make gruel sexy again. You know, any sort of porridge I'm a big fan of. Puddings, paste, porridge, gruels. That's the world that I like to live in. Nicole is verklempt.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Did you eat glue as a kid?
No, I did not eat glue. I like nice tasting pastes. Glue is it's salty, but I didn't. It's not what I was into. But
know?
I had a, my best friend ate Play-Doh.
How do you know it's salty?
Oh, because I ate. I tried it. I didn't like. Of course I tried glue when I was a kid. Yeah. So I guess your question: did you eat glue as a kid? Yeah, but. I didn't eat it often. Like, I tried Play-Doh. I tried glue. I tried the glue stick. I tried like, the little glitter art things, you know? But I didn't, like, eat them consistently. They were all one and done for me. Where I was like, this isn't as nice as real food. I want to try everything.
You ever bite into a crayon?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. I was a big fan of that.
I like the texture of crayons, but the flavor is lacking.
I would never eat it. I just like would bite them in half and then bite the other half in half. Like I like the way it felt in my mouth, but I would never eat it. I would just snap it with my teeth.
I'm a pen cap chewer.
That's
the best food, pen caps.
Wait, Josh, one time I was sucking on a pen and then the ink came out and exploded in my mouth and it was all blue. It was so embarrassing.
One more. Let's do one more. Let's get some actual cookery knowledge in here. At Kang at 0989, onions can be sauteed in butter or oil, but mushrooms should only be sauteed in butter. So this is false. Mushroom cookery to me, I'm a huge fan of roasted mushrooms, like just in a pan. Huge fan of roasted mushroom based sauces, all that. I believe the correct way to do this is mushrooms should be seared in a neutral oil at a super hot temp.
Okay.
Because to cook mushrooms properly, especially some bigger chunks, you need to hit it with super high heat.
Yep.
Otherwise, the moisture is going to leach out and you're going to get steam. And butter can't handle, unless you're, I guess, using ultra-clarified butter.
Yeah.
Butter has trouble handling high heat because it separates and burns and browns. If you want brown butter in there, that's cool. But I'm trying to taste the mushrooms, bro. So, I think you should sear mushrooms in a super hot neutral oil. And then as you're finishing them, drop the butter in the pan for the last, 20 seconds.
That's a great idea, too. I like to combine the both. I take a knob of butter and I put some neutral oil, like some avocado oil. And then I cook it like that. So I get the flavor of the butter and I get the high heat of the neutral oil.
That's smart. So many people do that in recipes. And I've just never have been the person who combines butter and oil.
I love doing that.
You get the best of both worlds.
That's my favorite way to cook.
Also, avocado oil, big fraud industry.
Oh, well, I just said avocado oil because everyone says it has a high smoke point, but I'm just using vegetable oil like everyone else. you should just know
what
that.
What a low stakes thing to lie about.
I don't know, man. I want to be cool. Also, don't, children, if you're listening, please do not eat school supplies.
Yeah, learn from what Nicole and I did. One shout out to the listener who sent us a message that we shouldn't say the earth is flat on the podcast because now their kid thinks the earth is flat.
When have we said that the earth is flat?
I don't think it was a we thing. I think it was more of a me thing, if I'm being honest. I was joking. The earth is obviously round.
We shouldn't talk about the flat earth.
All right. And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions About Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef. Or @HendiZada with the hashtag opinion casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, you can hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
We'll see you next time. The earth is round.
Are you B.O.B. now?
What?
B.O.B. thinks so.
Yeah, B.O.B., Kyrie Irving, Shaq.
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, they're all flat earthers.
Who is that?
What do you mean, who is Kyrie Irving? V has a huge crush on Kyrie Irving.
I know who Kyrie Irving is. I was just trying to be funny.